Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Calm and sit down.
Who's, man?
Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys are getting your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to put down the babies. Put down the pepperoni.
Let's go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Game time.
Good evening, good evening, good afternoon, all that kind of stuff, no matter where you're at around the world. Hopefully you listen to the Parents Culture Parent Network and we're able to help you out as much as possible. Once again, I am your host, M.H. Scott, and I promise you another informative show and making sure that you have some information that's going to be useful to you. But first and foremost, before we get started, you know, I just want to have a quick moment of silence for a young man that died this past weekend named Chauncey Hardy. Don't know the young man personally. Read about him in the paper. He was playing over in Romania, basketball over in Romania. And so, you know, heartfelt, sincere thoughts and sympathy go out to the family. You know, the young man died due to got into a fight or got attacked over in Romania after a game, and as a result got hit by one of the locals and resulted in his death. So that's not something that we really look forward to our children anytime our children leave this earth and leave out of our presence. We feel some sadness. That being said, just a quick moment for the Hardy family. Well, as I said, this is the Parents Coach Parent Network. I'm your host, M.H. Scott, and again, I promise you another interesting show. Today we're going to talk about something that's a little bit out of my league. Hopefully I'll have some good callers to call in and chime in and make sure I stay on track and stay focused. I want to talk about concussions, and that's something that, you know, a lot of us parents is very near and dear to our heart because that is something that sneaks up on us and oftentimes gets us before we realize what happens, or get our children before we realize what's going on with them. I have to state up front, I am by no means an expert in this area. Basically, I'm going to be disseminating some information that I got out of a piece of publication that I was had privy to earlier this week. Actually, I was listening to a show, and you get a chance to check it out, 66 FM. WFAN out of New York, Coach Rick Wolf is the host of that show. He comes on 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Saturday mornings, Sunday mornings, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Sunday morning. And Coach Wolf had a very good guest on this week, Mr. Chris Nowinski. And Chris is an author, wrote the book called Head Games, and he is the co-founder of Sports Legacy Institute. Hopefully we can work towards getting Chris on. Hopefully we can prompt some questions today, and if I'm not able to answer the questions, which I'm probably not going to be able to, again, I said I'm just disseminating some information for the parents today, but hopefully we can get Mr. Nowinski on or someone that's very familiar and very knowledgeable in this field on to talk about concussions. Again, parents, this is just basically to share some information with you. I found the show to be very interesting, and as a result, I figured I'd share it with my audience as well. And again, if you care to call in, you can give us a call at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. But, you know, I can't go through the show without getting my man, Mr. Keith Wright, out there and giving me a little something of what he's talking about. Keith Wright is a student at University of Harvard, should be graduating this year, and he wrote this little piece for the Parents Coach the Parent Network. Where you at, Keith?
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know what would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then be ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
He's making smart cool. He's making smart cool. I like to share that with my audience. Hopefully, parents on the line. That's listening to this show, and any athletes that's listening to this show, take note of that and put that in your game plan as well. He's making smart cool. We'll be hearing again from Keith later on in the show, but right now let's get on into the show. Like I said, today I'm going to talk about concussions. And again, I'm telling you, the Parents Coach Parent Network is by no means an expert in this field, but we probably have some experts within our network. I just wasn't able to reach out to anybody and get anybody to come on with us. But if you want to give us a call, you can reach us at 646-929-2416. You know, let's think about it from this perspective there, parents. While sports provide an immense value to both the athletes and our society in general, with the current practices, our athletes are being exposed to serious levels of brain damage. Brain damage. You know, it's almost like, and I hate to put it like this, but if this is going to catch your attention, it's almost like, you know, cancer. At one point in time, we didn't understand and know what cancer was. And, you know, some of other diseases that came about, we didn't understand and know what they were. And as time went on and doctors had opportunity to do more and more research and technology came about, we had a better understanding of how to treat these things. So as a result, that's what we're trying to get into today. Just getting a basic understanding of some preventive measures and things that you need to be aware of as parents and where you can get some good resource information from. That's all I'm doing. I'm just providing information, parents, something that will help you out later on down the line. You know, something that we can help prevent some of these serious injuries from getting too far, you know, out of control, and as a result, our young athletes suffer in the end result. Like I said, the information I'm going from today is the 7 steps for brain safety, and that's coming to from Sports Legacy Institute. It is an organization founded by Christopher Nowinski and Dr. Robert Cantu. They are the founders of this organization, and both of them gentlemen have a list of accolades attached to their names. You know, they are consultants or advisors to the NFL, you know, Chris, NFL Players Association, and both of them are co-directors at Boston University School of Medicine. So, you know, they are gentlemen that went deeply into research and found out some good information here and now is sharing it with the population. And this is not information that's just now coming out. This is information that's been out for a while, but it seems to be that we as parents are just now getting around to paying attention to it. So let's go on to talk about what Sports Legacy Institute decided to share with us and make sure that you are aware of it just as well. You know, they appeared before the NFL Judiciary Committee, and this was back in 2009. And at the time, they introduced the 10-point plan to save football. The pinpoint plan to save football. Now, some of us may say football, there's nothing wrong with football. Football is a great sport, you know, but again, more knowledge and more understanding of things may save some of our children in the long run. And, you know, these could be some of the things that are affecting our children in the classroom that we're not really looking at. You know, if you receive a concussion or you receive a blow to the head, that's affecting your brain in a very serious way, a very serious way. So, you know, think about that. These kids are pounding, and is all that really and truly necessary? Okay, you can get the contact or whatever, but as much as they do, and you know, I hate to say it, I've seen it for myself, and I've even at some point in time earlier in my life even promoted, hit them harder, you know, and looking for that good, solid hit, you know, and all this old kind of stuff. But now realizing that this could be something that could have seriously affected some young man or, in some cases, a young lady, serious brain damage to some degree, some damage to the brain. And, you know, it's not the focus just on football. This could be any contact sport. We could be talking about football. We could be talking about hockey. We could be talking about soccer, you know, ice hockey, you know, all that kind of stuff. So it's not just strictly to football, but football is, you know, the biggest sport that we really focus on. But if you look at the young men out there on playing hockey, they're doing some damage as well. But let's get into these 10-point plan to save football. And this comes from, again, Sports Legacy Institute. It says, reevaluate how the game is practiced. How the game is practiced. You know, does it really require contact each and every time that you are playing the game? Encourage mandatory brain trauma and concussion education for coaches, athletic trainers, parents, and athletes. It's encouraged. Mandatory training. It shouldn't be encouraged. It should be a plus, a must. Mandatory. Not encouraged mandatory. It should be mandatory. If you don't do it, you don't qualify, you don't get the certificate, then you shouldn't be out there coaching. That's the way I feel about it. And hopefully we got some others that feel the same way. Okay. Reevaluate protective equipment, you know, the helmets, shoulder pads, things like that. You know, they always got some new technology out there that can that our children can benefit from. Okay. Develop better methods of concussion detection and diagnosis. That is something that we really and truly need to be aware of. You know, I be willing to bet there's probably a large number of parents that's out there today that once their child comes home and their child talking about he or she has a little headache or whatever, they'll probably tell them, well, your helmet was too tight or you need to do something with the hair or cut your hair off, you know, or whatever, you know, not realizing that they may be suffering from some form of brain damage, okay? Develop better methods for concussion management. And we're going to talk a little bit about that as we get deeper and deeper into the outline here. But I'm just going through an outline. Again, you can give us a call at 646-929-2416. Reevaluate techniques of play. Reevaluate the rules. Reevaluate rules enforcement and how the referees, the role of the referees. And last but not least, the 10th one is reconsider the culture of the game. The culture of the game. And that's probably like the key part to this whole conversation is the culture of the game. Because the culture of the game is you go out there and you stick somebody as hard as you can, you put them down, and in a lot of cases, he is being promoted to make sure he don't get back up, especially if we're talking about somebody that's a fairly good athlete. Everybody has got a head-hunting target on his back. He got a bullseye on his back, and as a result, he's being chased around and down the field on a regular basis. So the culture of the game and the mindset of parents, that's something that seriously needs to be reevaluated. You know, it's been recommended that athletes don't even start contact sports or get seriously involved in contact sports, heavy contact sports, until about the age of 13 or 14. But, you know, oftentimes we have overlooked that, or, no, nah, my son ain't going to do that, or whatever. You know, he going to be hard, he going to be – and I'm talking about a lot of the young men I've had a chance to observe firsthand. Is all that really and truly necessary? You know, he may be hard, he may be the toughest player out there, but when it comes down to picking up a pen and paper or reading a good book, he's stumbling because his brain has suffered so much trauma, you know. So we got to really seriously think about this thing. And like I said at the beginning of the show, you know, when cancer was an issue, we thought about that. We didn't have enough knowledge and information on that. Now information is being given to us firsthand. So as a result, we need to take some action. Take some actions, parents. Take some action. Please, please become knowledgeable and aware of what you need to do to help prevent this, and some preventive measures and some things that should be happening that may or may not be happening at your school. Have your coaches had any education? Okay, let's go into the seven steps. Seven steps of brain safety. Seven Steps of Brain Safety is brought to us by the Sports Legacy Institute. And the Seven Steps of Brain Safety, preseason education for coaches, that's one. Preseason education for athletes, that's two. Preseason education for parents. Parents, we're in there. We're in the top three. Preseason education beforehand. You know, a little flyer that comes home and you bother to sit down and look through it real quick, or you don't bother to take the time to read it, please take the time to read it. Know what it's all about. Know what should be going on. Know if you have any follow-up things that you need to do if your child does have a concussion, mild concussion, light concussion, serious headache, whatever, any type of brain trauma, okay? Coaches use the CDC Heads Up Clipboard sticker, and I want to talk about that here in a few minutes when we get around to that part. But that's something that parents, we need to make sure that the coaches have one at the youth age, at the high school age, you know, at the college age. I will hope that they will have it by then, but if they don't, then if, we need to make sure that we, hey, coach, can I get a copy of that CDC Heads Up clipboard sticker, you know, and it's something that you can look at and think about from time to time as well, okay? Adopt the CDC concussion action plan for removal and return to play. That's number five. Number six is prevention through neck strengthening. Number seven is prevention through overall brain trauma reduction. So, in other words, we're trying to reduce the amount of trauma that the brain suffers, that the brain gets during the play. Okay. But, okay, step number one, when they talk about step number one, is for the coaches, that preseason education that the coaches need to have. You know, a recommended program. The CDC has the Heads Up online program. You know, it's a free course. It has a bunch of, it has a toolkit out there that's easily downloaded for the coaches, and they can go out there and take a look at it. It's on the CDC's website, Injury Prevention and Control of Traumatic Brain Injuries, TBI. So you go out there and take a look at that, coach, read through that, dig into it, make sure you understand it. If you don't understand it, find a medical person to help you out with it and make sure that you get the best out of it. Some additional programs out there, the National Federation of High School online has a free training course as well. What you need to know, go out there and take that course. Take that course. It doesn't cost you anything. Take you a few minutes on the internet, and you can take that course and walk away from there feeling nice and easy. Okay, USA Football for Youth Coaches has a video online called Red Zone USA Football. It has a video online that you can go out there and take a look at. And also it has a newsletter that's out there that they publish on a regular, I believe it's a quarterly basis or semi-annual basis, where you can check that out and get some up-to-date information. They also have a program called ACTIVE, Athletic Concussion Training for Coaches. And this is produced by the Oregon Center for Applied Sciences, Oregon Center for Applied Sciences. And, again, lots of valuable information. Coaches, if you're missing out on this information, you're truly missing out on a treat. Okay, last but not least, they have Brain Injury Association out of Massachusetts. I tried to access that link in that page and having difficulty with it. I'm not sure if the link is down or not. But they also have a whole lot of other fact sheets that's out there from the CDC and posters and all these other kind of things. That's just for the coaches. Now, for the athletes, the CDC fact sheet for high school athletes is just one page long. It came out in June of 2010, one page. For the youth, they have a CDC fact sheet as well, and that came out actually quite some time ago in July of 2007, but the information is still current and valuable. It's from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. It's a one-page outline. Read it to your children. Have your children read it. Make sure they understand it and check it out. Additional resources out there as well. You got the Headstrong Player. You know, that's where Chris Nowinski has a team of folks that he calls the All Strong Team, and they're out there. They just provide information to you and update information and other resources. It came out in, they put together this team in the fall of 2011. The CDC has a video out there called Brandon's Story. It's a video for the high school coaches. They can go out there and check that out and have your children look at it as well. These are different little things, parents, that you can get into or have your children get into to make sure all of you should be into it. So that way you have a better understanding of it. So that was number two. Number three is for the parents, just like I said before. Again, similar to what the coaches are doing, you got the CDC fact sheet, again, one page for high school students and for you. And you also have the online training course, again, a free course that you can go out there and take, no problem, National Federation of High School online training course. You can go and check that out. All these resources can be accessed through Sports Legacy Institute's website. And then you have a CDC Heads Up program, including some of the same information that I talked about when I was talking about it with the coaches. Okay, we're all the way down to number four. For the coaches, again, that clipboard sticker for coaches. Coaches, you need to make sure you have it. It's basically just a little checklist in the event that you have an athlete that experiences a concussion or you know, a serious blow to the head. Okay, you got your little checklist right there in front of you. You got one for your high school students, and you also have one for youth coaches. High school coaches have one, and youth coaches have one. There's a signs and symptoms and action plan, things like that. More or less, like I said, it's a checklist to make sure that the child is okay and is still very cognitive of his or her surroundings and have that sense of awareness that he had at the beginning of the game. Okay. And then the same thing for the Heads Up program, the same that I talked about earlier for high school coaches. Well, we done made it all the way down here to step number five. We got about 5 minutes left. And once again, you can give us a call at 646-929-2416, 646-929-2416. You know, that's been the first four steps. And like I said earlier, steps one, two, and three, one was for the coaches, two was for the athletes, three was for parents. And now all that's pre-education. Education, 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 awareness. Parents, you can't get enough of it, especially when you're talking about something serious as head trauma, brain trauma, head concussions. You know, you can't get enough of it. Again, if you go to the Sports Legacy Institute's website and check it out, you'll find that there's a wealth of information that's out there. All right, we're already at number five, the action plan. When we talk about the action plan, some of the things that we need to be aware of, you know, remove the athlete from play. When do you remove him from play? You know, you don't wait until the next play or when you got a chance or whatever. When he or she goes down, he or she comes out. Remove him or her from play immediately at that time. Don't wait. Please don't play around with a child's life there, coach, because you never know. You know, And the next thing that you should do, that you should be thinking about their coaches, and ensuring that the athlete is evaluated properly by a healthcare professional. By a healthcare professional. That's not your assistant coach. That's not someone that you brought on the sidelines because, you know, they may have had a first aid class or CPR class, a healthcare professional. Do not try to make this judgment call yourself. Is it serious? You need to make sure that a healthcare professional is informed and evaluates the child at that time. Okay, inform the athlete's parents or guardians about the known possibilities of a concussion. And give them a fact sheet as well. And make sure that they have a fact sheet. Fact sheets should be going home. Coaches should be printing out fact sheets, and fact sheets should be going home. When that child makes the team, a fact sheet should be going home. That's easy enough for you to do, coach, and you'll be done with that deal. You know, then it's up for the parents, us, to make sure we maintain that fact sheet. Okay? Allow the athlete to return to play only when permission from a healthcare professional. Now moving on to number six. Number six is prevention through neck strengthening. Again, you have a number of recommendations out there. Again, there's several articles out there. There's an article out there is concussion can be fought from neck ups. That came out in May of 2010. Neck strength and concussion. And D1 football, that came out in May of 2007. Actually, I believe that was part of a thesis by Sandra Black. Came out with that, neck strength and concussions for D1 football. And the Journal of Athletic Training came out with a resistance training and head neck segment dynamic stabilization in a male and female soccer athlete. So you want to check that out, resistance training, head and neck segment, dynamic stabilization in males and female soccer athletes. And that's number six. Moving on to number seven, brain trauma, reducing brain trauma. Again, there's a number of articles out there. You know, that's similar to the pitch count. You know, and Coach Wolf talked about this in great detail on Sunday. Get a chance, again, check him out at WFAN out of New York. Check out his show from this past Sunday. It's a great show. But there's a number of articles out there as well that talks about reducing trauma, brain trauma. You know, you don't want to put that child in a bad situation. Again, the New Yorker had an article that came out called Offensive Play. New York Times had an article that came out called The Risk of High School Football Tackles, and then the Medical News Today had an article that also came out entitled New Information About the Impact of Hard Hits to the Head Revealed by High-Tech Helmets. Revealed by High-Tech Helmets. That came out way back in December of 2007. But this is all a bunch of great information, and that is number seven. Trust me, there's this bunch of great information out there. We can't overlook this. We can't sleep this. We can't just bypass this. You know, for all my listeners that's out there, again, you can give us a call at 646-929-2416. You know, we're at the point of we're about to go off the air here, but we'll still be having information out for you. And, again, check out Sports Legacy Institute. They have a wealth of information. Then there's a other bunch of other organizations out there that talk about this information as well. So, didn't hear anything from any of our callers, but we appreciate it on the Parents Coach to Parent Network. As always, we're here for you. Our mission is your success. As always, please, please, please keep in mind that these are our children. These are our children. Just like that young man, Chauncey Hardy, playing over there in Romania, died, got attacked by some locals over there in a bar, and as a result, you know, he was beaten so hard that he died shortly thereafter. You know, on his way to the hospital, went into a coma, and then shortly thereafter, he passed away. So our hearts go out to the Hardy family. And remember that these are our children, and we cannot afford to allow others to take control of the situation when it's dealing with our children. Parents, be aware. The Parents Coach Parents Network is here for you to make sure that you are aware. You are aware. Stay aware. Be aware. Be there for your child. This has been M.H. Scott, the host of the Parents Coach Parents Network. And on that note, we're out of here. Take us out, Keith. Where you at?
Student of the game, had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great, and my 4 years come to an end. And when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands and in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
He's making smart cool. That's my man, Mr. Keith Wright. This has been a brand new